When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
From the Hollywood Sun in Los Angeles, to the Everglades in South Florida, to the streets of New York, Strange Air with Malcolm Smith is now coast to coast, bringing the strange and unusual to all 50 states and 5 American territories. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Strange Air.
Good evening, America. We are going to kick off tonight's show with a very important question. Are there aliens here on Earth hiding in plain sight? And if that's the case, where do they come from and what do they want? We will be joined in this discussion by Dr. Richard Hynek. He has a PhD in astrophysics, and he's written several popular books about alien infiltration. The good doctor is considered an expert in this field. As for the rest of the show, we're going to try something different. I've decided to sail our little ship into uncharted waters. What do I mean by this? Well, there's still one mystery out there that we've never discussed on Strange Air, and it's a big one. The idea came to me a few weeks ago when I ran into an old friend. He asked me some intriguing questions about the nature of God, and you know what? I didn't have any answers. That bothered me. Religion is a touchy subject. It inspires love and hate in equal measures. It also inspires a great deal of confusion. On last night's show, we spent 2 hours talking about quantum tunnels and pocket universes, but we've never had one single conversation about God. Well, I believe the time has come for us to give the Lord some equal time. I'm inviting all of you, atheists, believers, members of every faith, to join me for an intimate and respectful discussion of what you believe and what you don't believe. I bring an open mind and an open heart to the table. I hope you do the same. But first, please welcome Dr. Richard Hynek.
This is a nice church. Reminds me of the one in Vertigo.
I've never been up this way. It's nice here.
Where are we meeting him?
I'm not sure. He must be in his office.
Priests have offices?
I guess.
Hey, is that him?
No way.
Good morning. You must be Chase and Danny.
That's us.
Hang on. You're Father Sullivan?
I am indeed.
But you're so young.
Well, if you'd rather speak to an older priest, we've got one in back that's almost 80.
No, I'm just, I'm surprised.
And I'm flattered. It's nice to meet both of you.
Has anyone ever told you that you look like
Ryan Gosling?
Yes, exactly.
No, I've never heard that.
Oh.
Before we start, I want you to know I loved your father's show.
Stop. Really?
Yes, really. I used to listen when I was in college.
And where was that?
The School of Divinity at LMU.
So you're from L.A.?
Born and raised in Orange County. I grew up surfing the wedge at Newport Beach.
Ah, Oh, I get it. You're the cool young priest everyone loves.
If you say so.
By the way, I should confess, I'm an atheist.
I love that you use the word confess in the same sentence as atheist.
Just wanted to be honest.
No problem. Hey, how about we go inside? I was thinking we could film in my office. It's pretty quiet there.
Told you he had an office.
Of course I have an office. It's where I keep all my priest stuff. My name is Father John Sullivan. I'm a priest in residence here at St. Elizabeth's. I also work with the disaster outreach program at Cross Catholic Charities.
Can you explain how we met?
Sure. I heard you being interviewed on the radio, and there was something in your voice that caught my attention.
And what was that?
Sadness. Real sadness, the kind that's been there a long time.
So, you decided to contact me?
Yes, it was an impulse, and I acted on it.
Can you repeat the question you asked me on the phone?
I wanted to know if you believe in miracles.
Are you implying Malcolm Smith's disappearance was a miracle?
Is a miracle any more outrageous than being abducted by aliens or lizard people?
I suppose it counts as a theory. It's just that no one has ever suggested he was a victim of a one-man rapture.
Well, those are your words, not mine.
And your word is miracle.
Well, they're more common than you think.
Really? When was the last time someone turned water into wine?
Look, I'm just trying to open your mind to the possibility. We live in a world that has taught us to ignore the divine, but miracles exist. They're real. People just choose not to see them.
When you say miracles, are you talking about a perfect flower or the smile on a baby's face?
Those are miracles in their own way, but no, I'm talking about real moments, the kind that suggest a larger hand at work.
Have you ever seen one?
Not yet.
But you think they're real?
Of course. I believe divine intervention is very real.
What about aliens? Do you believe in them?
No, of course not.
Why? What's the difference?
Well,
You're just like my father's engineer. You want me to accept something I know isn't real. You're asking me to put my faith above reason.
I'm not asking you to do anything. And for the record, I had no idea you were an atheist, and I have zero interest in trying to convert you.
I appreciate that.
And hey, look, I could be wrong. Maybe your father fell through a tear in the fabric of time. At least that explanation has a touch of science to it, but I don't know that believing something like that would give you any comfort.
So if you're not looking to add me to your flock, what were you hoping to accomplish when you called me?
I was hoping the possibility of divine intervention would ease your suffering.
I guess a miracle is prettier than alien abduction.
Well, that's how I feel. But I can't offer you any proof. This is about faith.
Sorry, I don't have that gene.
What about your dad?
What about him?
Was he an atheist too?
My mother claims he was agnostic.
Oh, please, don't get me started on agnostics. They just want it both ways.
That's what I said!
I never met the man, but Malcolm Smith I used to listen to felt like a believer.
Truth be told, I recently learned he had started exploring religion right before he disappeared. He was even talking about it on the show.
Yeah, I remember that. Do you think your father would have been receptive to the idea of a miracle?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, didn't he once describe himself as a pilgrim?
Yes, several times.
Do you know what that word means?
I'm guessing the answer has nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
A pilgrim is someone who travels to a holy place, or if you prefer a secular definition, it can also mean one who journeys in foreign lands.
Yeah, that sounds like my dad.
Could be you too, like father, like daughter.
You're sweet, but I'm not buying what you're selling. This girl has no faith in her.
Of course you do.
And I just don't know it.
Yeah, something like that.
Cute.
Well, I hope you find him.
Who, my father?
He's the reason you're making this film, right?
Well, yeah. I want to find out what happened.
Okay, I think you want more than that. I think you actually want to find him.
That's right.
After 10 years.
Yes.
It won't be easy.
I know.
The police couldn't do it.
But I can.
What makes you so sure?
Something deep inside me tells me I can. That I have to.
Yeah, in other words, that you have faith.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yikes, you just tricked me into saying that, didn't you?
It's easy when you look like Ryan Gosling.
Hey, thanks again for doing this.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
Can I ask you a question, Father?
Of course, yeah.
Does it bother you when people say they're spiritual, not religious?
I'm a young priest. I'll take what I can get.
Is there like a big divide between guys like you and the old school priests?
I guess. We all share the same belief. We just have different approaches.
Like, how?
Well, actually, one common misconception is that priests don't believe in science. And that's nonsense. I mean, there are plenty of guys like me who believe science and religion can exist in the same world, the modern world, without being enemies.
Isn't that a weird mix, science and religion?
Actually, that school of thought has been around ever since the 17th century. Just look at Galileo. He was an astronomer, a physicist, and an engineer. And everyone calls him the father of modern science. Guess what? The man was a devout Catholic.
Sounds like ancient history.
Well, there are plenty of organizations in the country right now that focus on this sort of thing. There's even one right here in California. It's called Convergence. You should look into them. It could be an interesting angle for your doc.
Thanks. I'll do that.
And I'm always available if you ever need to talk.
But I'm an atheist. Won't that get you in trouble?
I'll take my chances. Hey, would you like to hear a great joke?
Sure.
A priest and an atheist walk into a bar.
Go on.
Nope, that's it. That's all I got. But I think it's a good start. What do you think?
I think you're my new favorite priest.
I'm guessing that's a short list.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
There's not much online about this Convergence place, but they do have a website.
Show me.
Wow, nice building. It'd be a great location for a science fiction movie.
The ocean view is amazing. Where are they?
Up in Santa Barbara.
It says their motto is Adere Est Facere? What does that mean?
Hang on. It's Latin for to dare is to do. That's either very cool or very pretentious.
I'm going with pretentious. Click on the video.
Since the start of history, a wide division has existed between science and religion. That division has prevented us from achieving our true potential. Here at Convergence, we are exploring the possibilities of merging technology and the sacred to create a better world. Our creator, Sebastian King, doesn't believe you have to choose between a life of faith and a life of science. He believes you can have both, and his unique journey is living proof of that. Please click on Our Creator to learn more. Convergence believes the path to true enlightenment has not been discovered. We also know that day is coming soon.
You could play that 10 more times, and I still wouldn't get what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's pretty vague. Let's check this Sebastian King guy.
Yikes! He looks like the villain in a James Bond movie.
Hey, do you have any noodles left?
I think so. You want them?
Yes, please.
Tell me what it says.
After graduating from Stanford, the guy formed his own tech company, focused on AI and cloud-based computing, and 10 years later, he sold it for $12 billion?
That's insane! I think we picked the wrong major.
Yeah, you'll never guess what he did after that.
Did he buy a lot of expensive toys?
No. Sebastian King joined the seminary.
Hang on. He became a priest?
He sure did. Sebastian King spent his 20s building a fortune in tech, then he spent his 30s studying religion, and now he's found his true calling, convergence.
Why aren't there like 100 documentaries about this guy? And why am I suddenly surrounded by priests?
Who's that?
My mom. I'll call her back.
Hey, look, there's a picture of Sebastian King on the day it opened.
I can almost smell his cologne.
This is all very cool, but can you use it in your film?
I don't see how. It has nothing to do with my father.
Then I am going to exit stage right, because I have that Zoom thing with my parents.
Have fun.
Hey, who's that?
Where?
On your laptop?
Oh, I was just doing some research on Father Sullivan.
Damn, that dude is ripped.
The picture was taken when he was in college. During spring break, Father Sullivan dug an irrigation trench in Guatemala to protect homes from flooding. What did you do during your spring break?
I partied with my friends in San Diego. What?
Nothing. Have fun with your parents.
Thanks. Have fun fantasizing about a priest.
Hey, Danny?
Yeah?
Describe me.
What do you mean?
It's not complicated. Just describe me.
Okay, you're 5'5", frizzy hair, blue eyes, in good shape?
First of all, my hair's curly, not frizzy. And second, that's the best you can do? A physical description?
Well, yeah, if you were missing and the police wanted me to describe you, that's what I would do. I would give them a physical description.
Danny, this is not an episode of Law and Order. When you describe me, I don't want you to list my body parts. I want you to explain who I am.
All right. You're obviously in a mood, and my parents are waiting, so can we just not do this right now?
Whatever.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, princess, where you been?
I'm a senior. My life is nonstop party.
What can I get you?
Ooh, did you tap any of the seasonals?
Not till the end of the month. But I've got a Three Weavers Amber you might like.
Perfect. Let's give it a day in court.
Hey, Chase, we're playing darts. You in?
Not right now. Thanks.
All right, next time.
Here you go. So, what's the verdict?
It's like someone opened the gate to heaven and poured a liquid angel down my throat.
Damn. You are never less than entertaining.
Thank you. How's psych?
You know, everyone's crazy, but they can't figure out why.
And what about I forgot her name.
Lisa?
Right, Lisa.
Yeah, we're pretty much done. She's a pillow princess, and I just can't deal.
Sorry.
Keep it. How's the doc going?
Almost done, I think. We'll see. Hey, remember that radio show I did?
Of course! You were so cute!
Dude, I've been getting so many prank calls that it's not even funny. Everyone out there has this theory about the most personal moment in my life. And you should see the weird crap people are posting on my socials. This one dumbass wants to get married because he believes the consummation of our love will bring my father back.
Ew.
Ugh.
You know why this world is so fucked up?
Why?
Because it's full of fucked up people.
True that.
This is why relationships are so hard.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Sure, what's up?
Describe me.
For real?
Yeah.
All right. You're passionate, focused, very curious, a little stubborn. You definitely drink too much.
See? That wasn't so hard, was it?
I'm lost. What are we doing?
I asked Danny to do the same thing, and he came back with a list of body parts.
Oh, well, he's a boy. What'd you expect?
I expected him to understand what I need.
So you're saying Danny isn't the love of your life?
I doubt it.
Then why are you still with him?
It's better than being alone.
Princess, you need a therapist.
I already have one. She looks like the Wicked Witch of the West. Ugh, my life's a travesty.
Can I get another one?
Go ahead, take it. I'll be right back.
Hi, is this Chase Smith?
It depends. Am I going to regret saying yes?
I'm sorry. Let me start again. My name is Robert Jackson. I work in film distribution. Is this Chase Smith?
Sorry. Yes, it's me. I'm her.
All right. That was strange. Anyway, I heard you on the radio talking about the student film you're making. It sounds interesting.
Thank you.
So here's why I'm calling. I have a deal with one of the streaming services to provide short subject content, and I think your film could be a good fit.
Really? That would be amazing.
Well, I'll need to see a finished product first, but, you know, I'd love to hear more. Are you represented by anyone?
No.
Do you have an attorney I should speak to?
No.
So you're completely alone?
I guess.
No, that's fine. Why don't we meet later this week, and we'll take it a step at a time.
Sure, that sounds good.
Terrific. I'll text you a time and a place. And I'm looking forward to meeting the great Malcolm Smith's daughter.
Hi, it's Chase. And tonight's journal is sponsored by some Tennessee Honey, because I already had one beer too many at the 9-0. It goes without saying that I am very excited about this distributor who reached out to me today. Oh gosh, getting my film seen by a real audience would be amazing. There's just one problem. I'm not sure I have a film. Documentaries are supposed to reveal hidden truths, but all I've done is talk about what happened and what people believe, and that's not enough. I don't know how this story ends. Will my father walk through the front door with an explanation? Or will I have nothing to reveal when this search is over? Maybe Father Sullivan is right. Maybe I need to have more faith. Well, I've got 2 whole weeks to figure this thing out, because that's when I have to turn the film in for grading. I could use a sign. A sign would be perfect. Note to self. Are atheists allowed to ask for signs? Hey, Mom.
I left you a message earlier. Did you not get it?
Sorry, it's been a day and a half. What's up?
Do you remember when you asked me about your father's interest in religion? And I told you he had been spending time with an old college buddy, a man who became a priest?
Yes, of course.
Well, listen to this. He showed up. Malcolm's friend heard you on the radio, and he gave me a call.
Oh, that's so amazing. What's his name?
Hang on.
Hello, Chase. This is Sebastian King.
Strange Air was created and written by Michael P. Greco and Tony Martinez. The role of Chase Smith was played by Natalie Lander, and the role of Malcolm Smith was played by Patrick Fabian. If you enjoyed Strange Air, please rate and review us. This will help keep our show on the charts where people can find it. And please visit StrangeAirPodcast.com for more information. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends, and they're going to become your friends because
you're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go!
You must have a flask?
He's got a satchel.
That was the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell...
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had three eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you.